The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now, there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them, and 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who has come into the world." Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king. So he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
For the past several weeks, even this morning in the announcements, you've been hearing many times that RCIA begins in now less than a month. Kind of tacitly assumes that everybody knows what RCIA is, but maybe you don't. You know, RCIA is the process by which people enter the Catholic Church, those who are not Catholic, who wish to become Catholic. Now, in that process, we actually have many kinds of people with us. Some are converts. Converts, as you know, are people who are not Catholic, but want to become Catholic. We also tend to have a lot of reverts. You know what a revert is? You heard that term? A revert, like so many people today, are Catholics who were raised as Catholics and so forth, but come somehow kind of drifted away, but then one day in their adult life, by the grace of God, came to the realization, "Now, wait a minute, my faith is the most important thing in this life. Maybe I should get it right." So many of these people come to RCIA to enter more deeply into an understanding of their faith and to grow in holiness. Now, as a result of that, probably one of the most common questions that I get from people when they talk privately or whatever, they say, "How do I know that I am growing in holiness? Doing all this, how do I know that I'm growing in my faith?" Well, you know, there are a lot of ways to answer that question, but certainly one way is to ask yourself, am I developing a sense of gratitude for what God has given me? Yet, at the same time, start to understand that I want more, but there's absolutely nothing that this world can provide to satisfy those deep longings of my heart. And that's when you come to the great realization that there's only one, who is capable of satisfying those deepest longings of the human heart. And you know who that one is. In fact, we said it so well. The psalmist, I think today in our psalm response, nailed it when he said, "The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs." All our needs. You know, spiritual growth is a process. It's a journey. One that for most of us takes a lifetime. And we need to be prepared. We need to grow. We need to develop as we continue on that journey. You'll see, starting today and for the next 4 weeks, the next 4 Sundays, the gospel reading we are going to be hearing is from chapter 6 of John's gospel, which is called the Bread of Life Discourse, where Jesus prepares his disciples. They need to be prepared. They too were on a journey like the rest of us. They needed to be prepared for that greatest gift of all, that gift that will shatter all expectations, and that is the gift of Jesus in his very self of the Eucharist. You know, there are only 2 miracles that are recorded in all 4 Gospels. The first, of course, is, in a sense, the greatest event of history, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. But the second is the miracle that we heard about today, the multiplication of the loaves and the fish, which in itself tells us of how important this event was seen. It's the attention grabber. It's the thing that begins the process. It's that first step in the journey, something that causes you to stop in your tracks and look at this and realize there's something more going on here. And to get our attention, to get the attention of those first disciples, the first thing Jesus wants us to know is that he knows and God knows what our needs are. Sometimes, you know, we think of God as someone up there somewhere. You know, we can pretty much ignore him. But we can call on him, though, when we need something big, something that we can't get by ourselves. But that's not the picture of God that the gospel presents. The gospel tells us that God is one who knows our most basic needs, even better than we do, and teaches us that he provides for them all. It's like we said in the psalm, the hand of the Lord feeds us, he answers all our needs. Once we come to that realization, that first step, the next step on our journey is that we realize that although we all certainly need each other in this life, there is absolutely no one here that can fulfill those deepest desires of our heart. There's only one who can do that. That's why Jesus asks Philip the question, where can we get enough food to feed all these people? The gospel tells us that it is a task. Did Jesus expect Philip to know that he was going to perform a miracle? Clearly, Philip wasn't thinking about a miracle. He was thinking about money. Does that sound like a familiar response when a problem comes your way? Do I have enough money to solve it?
That's how Philip was thinking at the time. He said, 200 days wages. Now that's a lot of money. I don't care back then or today or any time. 200 days wages is a lot of money. 200 days wages would not be enough to buy food for even everybody to have just a little bit. You know, it's interesting to stop and contrast that response of Philip to that of the Blessed Virgin Mary in a similar situation and another miracle in John's Gospel, the wedding at Cana, when at a wedding feast they run out of wine and the servants come to Mary and say, "We're out of wine." And she said to them, "How much money do you have? Can you go buy more?" No. Very simply, he refers them to Jesus with the words, "Do whatever he tells you." And we saw that the wine not only was replenished, but it was the best ever, the best wine ever. That's when Andrew, Peter's brother, steps on the scene and says, "Well, you know, there's a boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good is that going to do us with all these thousands of people?" It's as though Andrew was wondering and thinking about what we heard in that first reading, how the great prophet Elisha took 20 barley loaves and multiplied them to feed 100 people with food left over. Andrew was thinking, surely Jesus could do that much. Like Mary, he trusted that somehow God would provide, and not only would God provide, but when he does, the impossible becomes more than enough, an abundance, and it becomes the very best of all. And so Andrew was right, and Jesus simply says, "Have them recline. Have them sit down on the grass." Remember last week's song? What did we sing last week? What did we pray last week? It was the 23rd Psalm. You know, they tell us, people who do such surveys, that if there's one Bible verse that people are likely to know, it's the 23rd Psalm. Right? Or maybe John 3:16 if you watch a lot of football, because they write that on their faces. Right? But the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. I recline on the grass." That is undoubtedly, I've seen, one of the most popular psalms that one hears at a funeral. But why wait? Why wait till then? That reclining, that can begin now. That resting of the Lord can begin now. God wants us to know that he knows what our bodies need so that we can trust him with what our souls need even more. St. John Paul II once said, "I wish that you may no longer be hungry for bread, but that you still may be hungry for God." I would have worded it a little bit different. I wish that none of you would ever be hungry for bread, but oh, how I pray that you are always, always, always hungry for God. So Jesus performs this miracle. This miracle of the multiplication of the loaves, multiplication of the bread, so that we will trust him with more than bread. And as we will see over the next 4 Sundays, this miracle of the multiplication of the loaves is but a preparation for the miracle of the Eucharist. When that hunger of ours seems so great that no one can fill it, God wants us to know that only he can and will fill it, and that in the Eucharist, he fills that deepest hunger of all. St. Thomas Aquinas over and over again said that the Eucharist is food for the journey, spiritual food
for the spiritual journey of ours. Like the psalm again today captured so well, the eyes of all look hopefully to you. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. So back to that initial question that I get so often. How do I know that I am growing in holiness? How do any of us know? Well, we start with that attitude of gratitude, so to speak, that idea of gratitude, to realize that every time we eat any morsel of food, any time we drink a glass of water, we are partaking of God's bountiful love. And today, Jesus is teaching us to look even beyond that, because the greatest gift God gives us, literally the greatest miracle of all, the miracle of miracles, is the Eucharist, in which he gives us himself under the appearance of bread and wine. It's Sunday. Take some time later. Ask yourself the question, what is the deepest desire of your heart? You know, this materialistic world of ours tells us something like what? In the end, he with the most toys wins, or something like that. The fact that you're here today means that you don't buy into that. You don't believe that. But at the same time, it takes an effort, it takes time, sometimes a lifetime, to fully rid ourselves of that notion. But know that even our desire to grow in holiness is growing in holiness. Know that even our desire to please God pleases God. If we remind ourselves of that, if we always start there, then we will trust that he will lead us along the right road and not abandon us. Trust that psalm today. That psalm really nailed it. The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our